Centenary United Methodist Church in Winston-Salem has championed the arts for decades, and recently appointed Director of Music and the Arts, Dr. Robert Frazier, carries that tradition forward with an ambitious all-Bach program this Sunday night, May 19th at 7:30 in the UMC Sanctuary. On the program, Bach's Orchestral Suite in D Major, his 5th Brandenburg Concerto, the Ascension Oratorio on the 178th anniversary of its premiere, and more. Rob has enjoyed a rich professional background as a conductor, organist, composer, and singer, and it's led to many satisfying musical collaborations. This weekend's concert is no exception. In it, Rob will be using Bach's music to build an artistic bridge between communities and elevate the performance standards of this wonderful literature utilizing some of our state's finest period instrument and vocal performers. He'll also showcase the creative genius of 3 early music conductor scholars, including North Carolina Baroque's Francis Blaker, Greensboro Vocal Consort's James Bates, and Bach's conductor David Tang.
My last post was in Charlotte, North Carolina, so I'd already, established some connections with people there. Mm-hmm. And when I came to Winston-Salem, my assistant organist at Centenary United Methodist Church is Jim Bates, and Jim has a connection with the early music Baroque group in Greensboro. So when we were in January trying to decide how this program was all going to come together, and I hadn't even formed my own chamber ensemble yet, so we were just dreaming about ensembles that could come together that bring the kind of the knowledge and expertise of performance practice,
sure,
so that you don't have to spend a lot of time talking about the performance practice thing.
That can be very time-consuming.
Yeah, very time-consuming. People bring that to the table.
Yeah.
I opened the door to my friend David Tang, who used to be one of the conductors with Charlotte Symphony, and he has a group now there called Vox, mm-hmm, under the umbrella of Firebird Alliance. And then, of course, Jim was a no-brainer. My assistant director's husband is brilliant, and this happens to be his area of specialty. He went to Yale, and he's a real scholar when it comes to the Baroque performance practice. And now he has a name for his group. It's called the Greensboro Vocal Consort. So this will be their maiden voyage with their new name. It would have been a cantata that would have been sung in a context of worship. Mm-hmm. And as a matter of fact, it's 11 movements, and the sermon for the day would have been inserted after movement 6. So we won't have a sermon on our concert day. The instrumentation for the work was probably based upon instrumentalists that were available that weekend. And it's a grand orchestra, 3 trumpets, timpani, flauto traverso, 2 oboe, bassoon, and then, of course, the complement of strings with basso continuo group. We thought, if we've got this big orchestra, we might as well do Orchestral Suite number 3 and Brandenburg 5.
Is Brandenburg 5 the one with the big harpsichord solo?
Yeah.
And we get a chance to hear a remarkable keyboard player who, I mean, I was familiar with in terms of organ playing, but going from organ to harpsichord, what's that transition like?
Yeah, well, it's different. I mean, you can't make the assumption that an organist or even a pianist can play the harpsichord with success. You know, harpsichord players that play solo have studied harpsichord, because the technique for playing the harpsichord is very different than playing piano. It's more akin to organ.
Centenary United Methodist Church Director of Music and the Arts, Dr. Robert Frazier. His all-Bach concert is this Sunday night, May 19th at 7:30 in the UMC Sanctuary, and you'll find more information at WFDD.org and click on Triad Arts. Guest soloists include tenor Glenn Siebert, soprano Christina Peer, and centenary organist and harpsichord soloist Susan Bates. For WFDD, I'm David Ford, and this is Triad Arts.